Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. Lee Houston, David Burton in the house. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
We are less than, what, 3 days away from Hell in a Cell. Change of plans. Mm-hmm. You haven't heard? Change of plans.
Mm-hmm. The Roman Reigns Hell in a Cell match with Rey Mysterio for the Universal Championship will not be taking place this Sunday at Hell in a Cell. Instead, the match will take place tonight on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And it will be the first time that SmackDown had a Hell in a Cell match. So history's going to be made tonight.
It's the first time Rey and Roman went at it. The first time Hell in a Cell and SmackDown. The first Hell in a Cell match between Rey and Roman.
Yeah, absolutely. I do know Raw has had two Hell in a Cell matches in the past. And this is the first for SmackDown.
And I think this is stupid. I think it's stupid. When you're giving away pay-per-view quality match for free.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And Vince knows better. You know better than anybody. You know, come on now. More than anybody, you know better.
Well, then again, now WWE can technically do that because they got the network.
Yeah, that's true.
But now the question is, what does that mean for Sunday?
But I tell you, we're going to have one Hell in a Cell match. It's going to be Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre. Get this. If McIntyre loses, while Bobby Lashley is champion, no more opportunities for the WWE Championship as long as Bobby Lashley is champion. It's over. That's it. That's all you're getting.
So instead of having five matches, we now have four matches for this Sunday.
Yes, sir.
The other three matches will be Bianca Belair defending the SmackDown Women's Championship against Bayley. Rhea Ripley defending the Raw Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And last but not least, it's going to be Shayna Baszler against Alexa Bliss.
That's going to be interesting. I can tell you right now, I'm wasting my time even calling it because you know it's going to happen. Shayna Baszler is going to rip that arm off of Alexa Bliss.
I wouldn't be surprised if Alexa Bliss wins with all that supernatural stuff.
Yeah, but Shayna ain't having that. She ain't playing no games with you today.
Shayna's smart. She'll end that match and choke her out and put her out early.
Yeah. As
if Shayna Baszler takes her time and toys with her, that may cost her the match.
Yeah?
Just in my opinion.
Speaking of breaking somebody's arm, it's been a while since we heard from Ronda Rousey. She's at home. She's starting a family. Much love to you.
Well, she just had a baby not too long ago.
Yeah.
Speaking of having babies, we got to congratulate Cody and Brandi Rose and their little girl.
Aww.
And John Moxley and Renee Paquette on their little girl.
Yeah. I got I'm out of money because I'm glad I had a baby, man. I was going to bet on the boy with Cody Rhodes. So glad I'm not betting, man.
They had a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that both couples have their kids around the same time.
Hey, man. She was born around April. She's been WrestleMania, baby.
Definitely true.
You know. I'm just saying.
Well, we also got to mention that also confirmed to take place on tonight's SmackDown will be Apollo Crews and his Commander Aziz teaming up to face Kevin Owens and Big E. It will be Commander Aziz's debut match. That will also take place tonight. Also tonight, it will be Angelo Dawkins of the Street Profits against Otis.
Oh.
Yeah, that match will also take place tonight on SmackDown.
I'm looking forward to the last SmackDown in June. That's the last time, at least for a little bit, we're going to be in the Thunderdome. The next time we have SmackDown live is going to be, literally I mean live, is going to be July 16th in Houston,
just
Texas.
In front of a live crowd in Houston, Texas. You're absolutely right.
They're going to go over to Fort Worth for Money in the Bank. They're going to go over to right here, Dallas, Texas for Monday Night Raw. Going to keep it rolling to the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we're going to hit Ali Country. Ali Country's in Louisville, Kentucky. Ali Country, as I call it. And we got one more stop in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The hometown, I hate to do this because I'm horrible at it, of Mr. Kennedy. Well, Anderson. Anyway. Hometown, Mr. Anderson.
Don't forget about SummerSlam in Reliant Stadium in Las Vegas.
I'm feeling lucky, man. It's going down in Vegas.
Yes, which is, let's not forget, it will be on a Saturday. Let me say it again, Saturday night, August 21st. And WWE will be holding tryouts for aspiring wrestlers.
Yeah. Now, we said this last night's episode. I mean it. I back it up. I mean it. If you are going to compete, if you're going to go to the tryout, some things you got to know. You got to know these things. First of all, we have a lot, but I'm going to give you six of them. First of all, this is like a commandment here. Leave your fanhood at home.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz you're trying to be one of them, okay? You're trying to be a part of, you're trying to be one of the boys, if you will. You're trying to be a part of them. You're trying to be one of them. Leave your fanhood at the house.
Absolutely.
Wear something comfortable. They're going to give you a shirt. This is property of WWE. While you're in the tryout, you're going to wear that shirt all the time. If you make the cut, wear that shirt. If you get picked, wear that shirt. You're wearing, get familiar with that shirt. Property of WWE. Ain't used to that shirt. You're wearing that shirt a long time if you make it past the first day of tryout.
Absolutely. And it may end up to you being hired by the WWE.
Yes, sir. Also, I know you got some, Dave. We'll get to yours in a second. I know you got some advice here. Also, you got to come prepared. I mean, you got to be loose. Not loose. Not too loose. You be fit. They're going to put you through the ringer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My advice is to make sure you're in shape.
Yes.
Shape, ring shape, because they will test you. They will test your drive. They will test your determination. They will test your will. They will get everything they need out of you.
Yes,
they
will.
Make sure that you can survive in the WWE.
Also, no, I know this is hard for some of y'all in 21st century, but no recording at all. They got all the stuff you need. They got all the equipment you recorded. They're going to record it for you. And they're sending you a copy later. No recording at all.
Absolutely. You want to be, they want you to be focused. They don't want you to be distracted.
Yeah.
So you go in there, stay focused, work hard, do what you're told. Last but not least, don't get starstruck because you never know who's going to show up during a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Chief Lee told the story how he was working out during his tryout and The Undertaker showed up and he briefly lost concentration.
Yeah.
So that's just a small example. You be focused because, again, you never know who's going to show up during the tryout. It can be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
From The Undertaker to Shawn Michaels to Steve Austin, anybody.
It could be,
they do have people come in and get trained, so you never know who's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. What else we got here as far as advice go? That's a lot. I forgot.
Get off of drugs.
Oh, yes. Oh, seriously, though. Yeah. Because every now and then, well, even when they select you, here's what's happening. Everybody under WWE contract, from the top down, that includes the top wrestler, that includes the janitor, everybody is going to be under the, what you call
random
it?
Random drug test.
Yeah. Hey, look.
And it's random, so you never know when it's going to come.
You could show up at the arena, at the wellness thing. That's what they call it, the wellness thing. But you can show up at the arena. One of your talent supervisors give you this cup. Hey, pee in this cup right quick. You pee in the cup. Something strange in your cup, you would not work that night.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
So you got to stay clean, stay healthy, stay fit. Don't get starstruck. Don't record nothing. There's plenty more. That's about it.
Everything. Don't be on your phone.
Oh, yeah. That's a must.
I've been to a tryout, and they are extremely strict.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You never know what's going to happen at a tryout.
And this is when you become a part of the WWE family. Don't just show up. They have a board backstage where they have people who are scheduled to be there, and they're gonna tell you what to do, give you assignments, everything. So you can't just show up as they ain't got nothing for you, and you wasted your time coming out there.
You know, I'm more interested in this Hell in a Cell match now that it's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
2 days early.
Who's your money on? If you were a bad man, who your money on?
Ooh, that's tough. Remember, anything goes in the Hell in a Cell. Rey Mysterio can get his hands on something that could potentially lead to a victory.
That's
but
true.
I'm going to have to go with Roman Reigns.
I'm going with Rey Mysterio for obvious reasons. He's an underdog, as underdogs do. I'm going with Rey Mysterio.
Not a bad choice. I'm going to stick with Roman.
Yeah. No interference. Just two of them straight up. Whoever walks out of there, crawls out of there, whatever, that person is standing after the pinfall or the submission, is your winner.
That's right. Rey Mysterio's fighting for himself and his family.
It's going down. Also,
Rey's looking for revenge.
Over across the street at AEW and Impact Wrestling, Kenny Omega has a whole busy schedule ahead of him.
Absolutely.
Yes. I don't know his schedule. I know he had a few championships. He had a defense championship against some people. One of them is Sammy Callahan.
He
had
a Slammiversary. He has Andrade at AAA's Triple Mania.
Uh-huh.
He's going to defend the Triple A championship against Andrade. And I don't know who his next opponent is going to be for AEW. Hasn't been announced yet.
AEW, speaking of Andrade, he showed up on AEW with Mrs. Guerrero. I'm sorry, Mrs. Benson. She's Benson now. She just used Guerrero's name. I miss Andrade and Selena Vega.
Yes, Andrade is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
With Selena, yeah. Sex itself. But, by the way, if you didn't know, mm-hmm. Those of you who didn't know, Selena mm-hmm. Vega and Andrade are all business. It's not like most time relationships where they sleep with their manager or whatnot. It's all business. Nothing going, no banging on the side, nothing. It's strictly business. Strictly, yes. Andrade. That's Selena Vega.
Let's not forget Selena's married and Andrade's engaged.
Uh-huh.
Both to wrestlers, by the way.
Andrade's married to Charlotte, and Selena's married to Aleister Black.
Well, Aleister Black, who went back to his original name before WWE, Tommy End.
Yay.
So he's back to his old name, Tommy End, now. He is no longer Aleister Black, that WWE slave name that he called.
Oh. Okay, then. We're going there. Okay.
Well, remember, so a lot of guys, when they sign with WWE, the company changes their name.
Oh, we're going to go there today. Okay. I know tomorrow's Juneteenth and all that, but damn.
I thought you knew that.
Yeah, but you ain't gotta call it. You gotta call them slave names and stuff like that. I'm just saying, damn.
Well, technically,
you got a point though. Now, wait a minute, hold up. There are certain people that have big enough name; they can have their own name and own it. Like for example, John Cena go anywhere in the world and wrestle as John Cena.
Well, that's his actual real name, so they can't.
All right, what about Hulk Hogan? He wrestled everywhere under Hulk Hogan. His name Terry Bowler. Hi.
Well, that's his name. He had it trademarked.
Okay.
Jesse Ventura, who also had his name trademarked.
Okay.
You know, not everybody gets to keep their names.
The Dudleys. Explain that. The Dudleys.
Well, the Dudleys is owned by WWE. So,
yeah.
Outside of WWE, they can't use the name Dudley.
Yeah. Them damn Dudleys. I miss them damn Dudleys.
Well, we know Devon is still there. He works behind the scenes.
And shout out to Spike. I went old school on you. Yeah, you
forgot about Spike.
Look at you. I went old school. You don't remember Spike.
I remember Spike. I just forgot about him briefly. He's not in the business. Only him and Devon. Only Bubba and Devon are.
Yeah, I went old school on you, too.
No, Spike, I know, is currently a financial planner.
What?
Yes.
Let me get this straight. Spike Dudley, former Cruiserweight champion, former tag team champion, in financial planning?
Yes. He's not in the business anymore, and he's bald.
What? Wow.
He lost all the hair. Reminds me of Braun Strowman when he took off the beard once he was gone from WWE.
Mm-hmm. My. Poor Spike.
Man, the bumps that guy took during his career, it's amazing he's even walking.
Mm-hmm.
I say that about a few guys, especially those ECW guys. The crazy bumps they were taking, guys like Dreamer and Spike and Foley and Sandman.
The Sandman would take a beer can in his beer celebrations, before pre-beer celebrations, and they would smash against his head, bloody himself up with the beer can, and he's not in wrestling yet. This is a celebration.
All before the match even began.
He's just having a drink. He ain't got in the ring. He's just having a drink, pre-celebration bash, if you will.
I've seen Austin do it once or twice, and now I'm going to have a drink before I get in the ring.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of having a drink, you can check out Chris Jericho's The Bubbly, Chris Jericho's website. Check it out. I have it with me right now.
But a little bit of The Bubbly.
A little bit of bubbly.com. And enjoy yourself some bubbly. Responsibly.
Yes. Not forget about Stone Cold Steve Austin and his Broken Skull IPA. Check out The Rock's drink on his website.
Rock.com. He tells you all about his drink. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. I want to swerve just for 1 second. In July, as far as movies go, it's going down with Marvel. And you are a big Marvel fan. What's your opinion on that?
Okay, and a lot of upcoming movies by Marvel and upcoming TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
We do know Black Widow is scheduled to come out next month to be the first of the movies.
Yay.
Low-key, second episode just aired on Disney Plus. Of course, you also have WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier also on Disney Plus. And Ms. Marvel scheduled to also air on Disney Plus in the future.
I want to know something right now.
She-Hulk.
I want to know something right now. You as a Marvel fan, choose you this day right now. Whose side are you, like, who's better, Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
All right. Just checking.
I know people may disagree and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I'm sticking with Marvel.
In my opinion, I'm going to wrestling in just 1 second. In my opinion, Marvel has more soul and has more diversity than DC does.
I will say this about DC. DC's animated movies are better than Marvel. Marvel's live-action movies are better than DC's live-action movies.
Damn right.
Well, as we stated yesterday, there's been new champions crowned in various other places. Congrats to all of them. And I can't wait to see the Hell in a Cell match between Rey Mysterio and Roman Reigns. And let's not forget Survivor Series.
Yeah, my favorite time of year.
Of The Rock. 25th anniversary of The Rock's debut.
What's your favorite Survivor Series moment?
That's tough to pick just one. But I do have a couple. I loved Sting's debut. I loved the first ever Elimination Chamber match in 2002. That was awesome. I can't ever forget Team Austin versus Team Bischoff, Survivor Series 2003, that 5-on-5 elimination match was amazing, especially Shawn's performance. Shawn's performance in that match was just second to none, as most of his performances, but to see him in the state that he was in, he lost a lot of blood. Lot of blood, and he was in there by himself against three guys. Of course, Austin's team lost, but to see Shawn perform the way that he did in the state that he was in with all the blood he lost, to take on three guys and eliminate two out of the three guys, his performance was insane.
You know what about that? I went back and watched that. I want to correct something. The match, the rules was, the stipulation was, if Austin lost, he loses his job as coach or a manager. Didn't have to leave WWE. People say that like he's gonna leave the company. Then again, if he can't be general manager, he might as well leave WWE.
That's true. That was a stipulation, and we all know how the match ended thanks to someone's interference.
That's
But Shawn's performance in that match is worth. That match is worth the watch alone for Shawn's performance in that match. If you haven't seen it and have the WWE Network on Peacock, go and watch Survivor Series 2003 and watch that match. Team Austin, Team Bischoff.
One of my favorite moments, I'm going to take you back. The Alliance and Team WWE, Sting's debut, and Survivor Series main event, the Team Authority versus Team Zena. The only two times in Survivor Series history, somebody's job on the line.
That is true.
If back in the day, if Team WWE at the time WWF lost, the losing company was out of business forever. Mm-hmm. Also, skip forward to 2014, Team Zena, Team Authority, the loser, because losers lose their job. It's over. Effective the next day. So, what I would have did, I would have rebooked this match, Team Authority, Team Zena. I would have fired the captain, which is John Cena. But no, that's your cash cow. You need John Cena. So they would have fired Dolph Ziggler, Big Show, Ryback, had they lost. Later on, they will fire them. And John Cena will be in have a match to get their jobs back.
That is true, and that did make sense.
I would just fire the captain. That's a whole lot of
authority loss, and it was out of power. We all know how they got back into power thanks to Seth Rollins threatening to break Edge's neck.
Yeah.
So that plan worked.
And really, that's brilliant, because you gotta know what the option. I'm gonna break his neck. You give Triple H stepping in John's back or break his neck. And the position he was in, you ain't got no other choice.
Sure.
And John Cena being the mushy dude he is, you know, being that good doer he is. Okay, fine. Getting the jobs back. And the stipulation was the only person who could reinstate Triple H and Stephanie was John Cena.
Sure.
Now, I'm talking now, in reality, we all know what happened. They went behind the scenes. But storyline-wise, Vince said, no, you won't be running anything in headquarters. You have no power over people's lives. Nothing like that, storyline wise. But in reality, they were behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Speaking of behind the scenes, SmackDown is about to air in less than 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
About to see history be made soon. So, everybody watch SmackDown, enjoy SmackDown, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
And after that, AEW. Check that out.
Absolutely, right after SmackDown.
I got one more promotion. We gotta get out of here. Father's Day is Sunday. If your dad's a wrestling fan, if he's not, get yourself something nice. WrestlingTracks.com. Use the code POPS, POPS in all caps. Get $12 off. Use the code POPS at WrestlingTracks.com. We gotta get out of here. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday, just before Raw. We gotta go. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. See ya.
Peace.